Rick Cruz, professor at Iowa State University and director of the Iowa Water Center, of a four-way split, administration, teaching, research, and extension.
This week you're in Ohio for the Ohio Conservation Tillage and Technology Conference, talking a little bit more about some of those conservation efforts in the mix. Can you share more on your discussion and points to farmers?
Sure. The main message that I delivered today is that the soil and water resources in Ohio are going to grow increasingly important as our demand for food because of population increase, loss of water resources, irrigation, supported agriculture is going to be diminished in parts of the world. I mean, it's absolutely critical that we keep soil where it is at this time. It takes an inordinate amount of time to produce soil that's lost. Ohio is losing, on average, now this is not the same everywhere, about 2.1, 2.5 tons of soil per acre per year. And understanding soil development rates are less than a half a ton per acre per year. So it's the a relationship that simply can't exist indefinitely.
What's causing that or makes Ohio unique or maybe other states that are in some of those ranges?
Well, Ohio is not really unique in terms of having soil loss. The driver of that is the amount of tillage that we do and the type of agriculture that's being used. And that's not a pushback on ag. This will expose the soil surface to rainfall, and we're seeing increasingly intense and more frequent elevated rainfall events. That drives the soil erosion losses. Now, there are practices that can be used. Some farmers are using them, doing really well. No-till is a major player if you're in a row crop production system. Use of cover crops, make sure you have grass waterways. Riparian areas along streams are all basically common sense things, and they do have a real positive impact on keeping soil and water in place.
Great Lakes, Lake Erie, getting a lot of attention by what's moving in that direction. How does some of those climate change and weather events really play into this discussion?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, the answer isn't so tough. The reality is that we are overloading a system that has a maximum capacity that it can hold, the soils, before we start losing. Loss of soluble phosphorus, for example, from the soils, when the soil is hungry for phosphorus and you apply manure laden phosphorus, or manure that's laden with phosphorus, the soil holds it in place. But when all the sites on that soil that can hold it are saturated, it's going to be lost. And we continually push that system for production purposes. Not only phosphorus, nitrogen also, and soil is a leaky system. When we're trying to manage this natural resource to produce food, to make money, we just naturally try to get everything we can out of it. And when you go beyond this certain, I use the term carrying capacity, there's going to be losses. And that's what we're seeing. Now, practices such as cover crops that help capture some of those nutrients and hold them in place is good. The use of no-till, which keeps soil from moving. I mean, most of the phosphorus or a lot of it still moves in the soil that moves off-site, excuse me, are very favorable practices. So, the biggest challenge is continually pushing this land resource base beyond what in reality its limits are.
Are you starting to see some shifts, maybe bringing that Iowa perspective here and other parts of the Midwest, or as farmers maybe change their mindsets?
No. Sorry. There's a group of farmers that do absolutely fantastic job. I mean, every farmer is different. There are some that will die to use the right practices. And you've got some on the other end of this bell-shaped curve that absolutely seem to care less. Now, the challenge is getting those that don't seem to care, and maybe they do, I'm not saying they don't, getting those to move towards that conservation end. And that is a real challenge, because often those that are basically doing everything they possibly can are doing that so they make more money. Taking land out of production for conservation practices takes money. Using cover crops, at least initially until the soil health improves, takes money. So it's a real financial challenge getting a mindset that's really not ready for this to move in that direction. We see the same thing in Iowa. We have serious water quality problems in also. We recognize it. We're trying to work on it, try to address it. And in some cases, it's improving. But overall, to get the general farmer population, because of economic considerations, to shift in that direction is a real challenge.
What's the incentive?
Typically, the incentive, there are two types of incentive. If you're considering a policy incentive, is typically a payment. For cover crops, used as an example, we'll pay $20, $30 per acre, whatever the going rate is, for a farmer if they use cover crops. Okay, so you're basically covering the cost of that cover crop. You know, there's another incentive, and that is a combination of incentives and benefits. If I own my land, the incentive for me to invest in conservation today is the benefit that I get 20 years from now when I have better land. If I am renting land, in some situations anyway, the incentive to use a conservation practice does not result in a benefit to me if someone else farms that land 5 years from now. So there's the money payment incentive, which typically comes from a government policy, and then there's the personal incentive for doing the right thing because it gives you more valuable property in the future.
Any thoughts on how that ideal of farmers can be shifted, or really as you look at those long-term impacts to society?
Well, ideas, yes. The simplest one is some form of rules or regulation. Am I pushing that? No, I'm not pushing that. But it makes, and I've had farmers in groups, when I give a talk in groups of farmers, I've had farmers tell me we need more rules. And I look at them and I say, you want regulations? No. But I cannot compete economically with, and they'll name a neighbor's name, who is farming into the fence row, removes the fence row, farming into the ditch, simply is not placing conservation practices on the landscape. Says, if I try to compete for a rental bid, I can't outbid them. It forces me to remove some of what I'm doing simply so I can compete economically. So other ways, we hope education will help. The challenge is that we have a pretty educated farm populace. Increased information sometimes changes behavior. We hope it does. The improved information in terms of soil health. We have stronger information, or when we get stronger information and data showing the positive benefit, like what Dave Brandt was talking about, in terms of yields, that will drive change. Another challenge we do have, I mean, is policy related, is our farm programs are relatively short-lived. And having farm policy that encourages the types of changes that we're talking about requires a long-term vision. Conservation is a long-term vision and not a year-to-year thing.
When you look at the growing world population, how important is it to maintain that soil and water as there are more people on the planet?
Oh, it's absolutely critical. And you go beyond just the growing population. Roughly 18% of the world's agricultural land is irrigated. This irrigated land, 18%, produces about 40% of the world's food. There's a variety of aquifers that are being used for irrigation that they're called ancient aquifers. They're being drained. The Ogallala is an example in the western U.S., the Great Plains Aquifer. That water came from glacier melt. I mean, that's not going to be there forever. There are parts of it where farming is no longer being done with irrigated sources. China has tremendous water quantity problems, as does India. So the importance of keeping Ohio soils productive, you know, cannot be overstated. Simply that we are going to need those soil resources for food and feed production as this population continues to increase, the demand increases, and we're losing ground. Another way of losing ground since 1982 to 2007, that's a 25-year period, in the U.S., urban expansion has removed 41 million acres, 41 million agricultural acres from production. You know, Ohio is, what, between 28 and 29 million acres in size? So in that 25-year period, we've removed an area much larger than Ohio. And that continues to occur. You got urban expansion, highways, golf courses.
Any last thoughts, Rick, to wrap us up with?
Keep doing whatever you can to keep soil in place and maintain our soil and water resources. It's be a soil advocate. And when I say that, urban master, talk to people about soils. We have to raise awareness of how important this natural resource is.